When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are influencers on the internet. Which means Tubi is more popular than sponsored posts for digestive enzymes and high coverage foundation. More popular than soft launching your boyfriend. More popular than making boomers explode with rage when you tell them how much you make on a single post. Tubi, it's more popular than influencers. See you in there.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord, and I am your host, Monster Jam Lord, here to recap Monster Jam from this past weekend in Reno, Nevada. Now this was a place that I'd always wanted to go to for Monster Jam, just simply because of how unique this place is. This is one of the only rodeo arenas that Monster Jam runs. Usually that's saved more for like independent shows, independent companies, because usually those places don't hold quite enough people for a Monster Jam show. And quite frankly, I don't really think this place holds enough people for a Monster Jam show, but hey, Monster Jam goes there every year and makes their money, so I don't know the whole business side of it or anything, but I'm going to recap the results. But before we get into that, I got to give a shout out to Tanner Smith on Instagram. His name's TSSince04, and his father, I've known them for quite a few months now. I think I met them in Arlington back in March, and we've seen each other all over the country while I've been doing my Monster Jam shows this year. And we've really, you know, become pretty good friends, and they allowed me to stay with them at their home because they do live in Reno. So thank you guys so much. I really appreciate that. You guys already know. Just thought I'd say it on the podcast. But yeah, great people. Love hanging out with them. Some of my favorite people to see when I'm on the road, as they say. So let's get right into recapping Monster Jam from Reno, Nevada. First time Reno has gotten a Monster Jam show, and I'm pretty sure since 2019. October 29th and 31st was Monster Jam's return to Reno. So Halloween, that's some Halloween shows. I was there for the two shows on the 30th, so the two shows on Saturday. Let's start off by recapping the lineup. First up, we have Extreme Attitude, Travis Mowry, Gravedigger, Brandon Vinson, Jailbird, Kalen Migas, Jurassic Attack, David Olfert, Scooby-Doo, Armando Castro, and Rockwell Red, Jeff Souza. So, you might have just heard me say Scooby-Doo, Armando Castro right there. You're like, what is going on? Well, I don't really know what's going on. Lindsay Reed, I guess, must have called out of this show, most likely because she wanted to spend Halloween with her family, is my guess. Because I saw her in Halloween costumes with her husband and daughter on Instagram. So that's my guess. But something else strange is she's been pulled out of the shows in Spokane and Albuquerque. I want to say, I think it's Spokane that she got pulled out of for next week, or 2 weeks from now. And also some pretty interesting news is Monster Jam changed the tour lineups for 2021. And that is something I want to get into. So we're going to recap all these shows really quick and then get into that. So, Friday evening, racing winner, Gravedigger defeating Scooby-Doo Armando Castro. Skills challenge winner, Gravedigger 9.947. Donut winner, Gravedigger 9.176. And freestyle winner, Gravedigger 9.625. Sweeping the entire event Friday night was Gravedigger Brandon Vinson, 24 out of 24 points. So, moving on to the two shows I was at, we had, in the racing finals, Gravedigger defeating Jurassic Attack. Two-wheel skills winner, Gravedigger, Brandon Vinson, 9.825. Donut winner, Gravedigger, 9.484. And your freestyle winner, Scooby-Doo, Armando Castro, 9.369. And with 23 out of 24 points, your overall event championship for show two is Brandon Vinson. Pretty cool. Brandon is quite unstoppable this weekend. When it's only a six-truck lineup, it's even easier for him. So, moving on to Saturday night. Jurassic Attack defeats Extreme Attitude in Racing. That was super cool to see two independents in the final round of racing. Your two-wheel skill winner, once again, Brandon Vincent, 9.897, so far defeated in two-wheel skills this weekend. Donut winner, Rockwell Red, Jeff Souza, with a much-deserved donut win. He's really good at donuts. That truck spins really fast. And your freestyle winner, Scooby-Doo, Armando Castro, 9.404. So your overall event champion, once again, Brandon Vincent Gravedigger, 20 out of 24 points. So far, you guys can tell, Brandon Vincent was quite unstoppable this weekend in Reno, Nevada. But just you wait. There's more. So, your racing winner for show four, for show four, we had Gravedigger, Brandon Vincent, defeat Jurassic Attack, David Olfert once again. Two-wheel skill winner, Scooby-Doo, Armando Castro for Sunday afternoon. Donut competition, Gravedigger, 9.538. And your freestyle winner, once again, Gravedigger, Brandon Vincent, 9.266. Could you guess who the overall event winner was? 23 out of 24 points. Your winner is Brandon Vincent and Gravedigger. This guy's not losing. Moving on to Sunday evening, the final show on Halloween night. Show probably did not have many people at it. I don't know. That's why I didn't go to these two shows on... I wanted to do the whole weekend, you know, because that's a really unique place. Doing all five shows would be cool. I want to spend Halloween with my family. So, my family and friends like I did. So, that's why I only did the two shows on Saturday. So, your finals in racing for the last show on Halloween Eve. Extreme Attitude. Travis Mowry defeats Jailbird Kaylin Migas. So, husband and wife make it to the final round of racing. That's cool. Two-wheel skills winner, Gravedigger Brandon Vincent, 9.480. Donut winner, once again, Rockwell Red, 9.654. And your freestyle winner, Brandon Vincent, Gravedigger, 8.800. And your overall event champion, final show, Gravedigger Brandon Vincent, 19 out of 24 points. So Brandon Vincent goes undefeated for these five shows in Reno, Nevada, which isn't really a surprise. Brandon Vincent is, I would definitely say, top 10 drivers in the sport right now, especially in arenas. I mean, we've only seen him on one stadium show this year. But he is unstoppable in arenas. He's really got it down. He's got every competition nailed to the T. So it's no surprise seeing Brandon go out there and getting those wins. So now, excuse me, I had to take a drink of my drink. We're going to be moving on to something pretty dang exciting, if you ask me. We're going to be moving on to some Monster Jam news that recently just came out. It came out yesterday, and this is some pretty groundbreaking stuff, everybody. We have a lot of news referring to the Monster Jam 2022 Championship Tours. A lot of the lineups, well, every single one of those lineups has been changed. There's been a lot of alterations that were just announced yesterday, November 2nd. And seeing this, the way it happened right now, it's making me think that there might be some more changes that have not come out yet. It seems like maybe they kind of rushed everything when they were putting the tours together. Like, I think they came out pretty good for 2022, a month ago with the kickoff. But I don't know. I mean, I've heard, you know, a lot of inside things where a lot of drivers don't even know that they're on these tours and stuff like that. So without further ado, let's get into the changes. I wouldn't say that all of this is finalized, guys. So I thought that the first one was finalized, but now that the second one came out, it seems like it might even be less finalized because there's some pretty weird stuff in here. One of them was explained. I saw today, and I'll get to that. But starting off, there have been a lot of changes. Tyler Menninga and Ryan Anderson have been switched to Stadium Tour Yellow, which that just makes Stadium Tour Yellow all the much better. Stadium Tour Yellow was already extremely strong. I mean, both the Stadium Tours this year were a little strong. I probably would have leaned more to my favorite being red for 2022. That's mostly because of Tyler Menninga and Ryan Anderson being on the same tour, which they still are, and now that they are moved to the yellow tour, that yellow Tory is going to be even tighter in competition when you got guys like Camden Murphy, Charlie Pocken on it. So that's going to be really exciting to watch out for next year. And luckily, you know, a little spoiler, guys, I will be seeing a little more of the yellow Tory than the red Tory next year anyways. So this just kind of worked out a little better for me. So we now have Tyler Menninga on the yellow Tory, which is like the premier Tory of the year. It's got more dates on the schedule and everything. So Colton Eichelberger has been removed from Stadium Tour Yellow, and Max D is no longer on Stadium Tour Yellow. So I have no idea why. I assumed that every driver starting this year had to be vaccinated before they could run with Monster Jam, which doesn't really make sense if that's true, because Colton Eichelberger has been driving the whole year, and I don't know why he would leave. I don't know what his reasoning would be and why he wouldn't want to run with Monster Jam, especially finally being promoted to stadiums. So my only guess would be like a vaccine type thing. Do not know. But yeah, there's a lot of speculation going on with that one. I have really no idea what it could be. Maybe he wouldn't want to drive like a CRD chassis, but I don't know why that would be such a big deal. He would quit. But he hasn't said anything online, and I don't know if he will. So that's really interesting. Replacing Colton Eichelberger, we have Bari Musauer in Zombie coming back to stadiums, which I love. That is amazing. It's going to be really good for thumbnails, too, on Stadium Tour Yellow, I'll tell you what. But yeah, this is really interesting. I think they could have done some more jumbling around and maybe put someone like Tristan England or maybe even like Brandon Vincent or something like that in his place. In a different truck or something. But I'm not complaining about Bari being on stadiums. I think he's much stronger as a competitor in stadiums than a competitor on arenas. And I was super disappointed to see him on the Central Tour when it came out about a month and a half ago. So I'm super excited that he is coming to stadiums on Stadium Tour Yellow. That's going to be really cool. No complaints from me. Still would have been cool to see like Tristan England on stadiums, though. That's the one kind of hiccup right now. Spoiler alert, he's still on the West Tour. So, on Stadium Tour Yellow, again, Preston Perez replaces Chris Kohler. So, the reasoning for this, you know, I mean, it looked like Chris Kohler's first full Monster Jam season, and a lot of people were excited for that, including me, but he recently revealed on Instagram this morning, actually, that it would be affecting his college. He's currently a senior in college, and a lot of scheduling conflicts there, I guess, for him. So, he is choosing to sit out this Monster Jam season, and I assume we'll start up again next year. So, that sucks, you know, but the guy's trying to do something better for himself, so who am I to complain? So then, you heard me say Tyler Menninga and Ryan Anderson were to switch the Stadium Tour Yellow. Well, if you caught that, then you'd say, well, wait, Tyler Menninga and Adam Anderson are on the same tour, and two Gravediggers? No, come on. Adam Anderson and Bryce Kenny were both switched to Stadium Tour Red. So, they did a swap between Adam Anderson and Bryce Kenny for Ryan Anderson and Tyler Menninga. Why they would do this, I have no idea. Maybe the driver, you know, certain drivers wanted certain different schedules. Like maybe, you know, Adam and Bryce wanted the lesser red schedule. And I don't know, maybe Ryan and Tyler wanted more. I literally have no idea. It's all speculation why. It could have just been because they wanted to balance out the tours more, maybe. The tours seem pretty good to me. Well, when you kind of like look at the tours for when they first announced them, the yellow tour was more like heavy hitters, you know, big air, backflips, you know. But the red tour was definitely more like skill, finesse. So maybe that's why they did it. They took two drivers from each and kind of merged them with the tour, so the lineups are, you know, more balanced. I could definitely see that. The lineups weren't really as balanced as they are now. But who knows? I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. I think it will make for better shows on both tours now that they've done this. I've seen a lot of people disagree with that. But it's okay. So you heard me say that Colton Eichelberger and Max D has been removed from Monster Jam competition. But another Max D driver returns to take his place. We have Blake Granger rejoining Team Max D and replacing Bari Musauer Zombie on Stadium Tour Central. So now, instead of Bari on Central Tour, we have Blake Granger making his return, which I think is cool. I've not seen anyone say this yet, but, I mean, we all know Neil Elliott's retired. I mean, they could have just replaced Colton with Neil Elliott and Max D on Yellow Tour, but, you know, that's just too much to ask for, I guess. Poor little me doesn't get to see that. But hey, whatever. So moving to moving to Arena Tour West, which originally had the mystery Gravedigger driver, which, spoiler alert, still has not been announced yet, which is weird. After all these announcements and changes, they still did not reveal the Gravedigger driver for the West Tour. But that Gravedigger driver for the West Tour has been moved to the East Tour, and Brandon Vincent takes his place on the West Tour. So Brandon Vincent will now be on Arena Tour West, which I like a lot. Brandon Vincent being on the West Coast, I love it, because that means I get to see more of him. One of my favorite drivers. So FTI Torque and Ice Cream Man have been removed and placed on to be announced for Arena Tour East. So it looks like the Raising Kane team might not even be competing with Monster Jam this year. And this one is one of the most shocking ones. This was one of the weirdest ones to me. Miranda Kozad replaces Lindsey Reed on Arena Tour West, which is weird. It seems like, you know, Lindsey Reed, like, this whole timing right now is really strange. Lindsey Reed, who just called out of, like, the past two shows, it seems, or maybe she was taken out. I don't know. Maybe something's happening backstage. I have no idea. All speculation here. Lindsey Reed was taken out of the past two shows this weekend. And then right after that, she's taken out of whole Monster Jam 2022 season. It doesn't look like there's another spot for her, unless they're going to make her the mystery Gravedigger driver. Wouldn't that be something? But, yeah, this is strange, everyone. Lindsey Reed is just gone, it looks like. Looks like maybe, I don't know, I don't want to say anything that I could think it be. I mean, you know, I have no idea. But Lindsey Reed is just completely gone from Monster Jam 2022, which sucks. I think she's really good. She's a really strong asset to arena shows. Oh, excuse me. That was not good. But yeah, Lindsey Reed is a strong asset to Monster Jam arena shows. Not so much stadium shows, but I think she's really good on arenas. And she would have been a player in that West Tour. And that's no joke. She's really good at donuts, two-wheel. She can do all that really well. So that sucks that we won't be seeing Lindsey Reed. But hey, we got Miranda Kozad returning to Monster Jam, which, that was a surprise. I did not expect that. So, there are a couple more changes that were not listed in that list. Let me go over them real quick. Yes, so the TBA Gravedigger driver is still on the East Tour, or it has been moved to the East Tour, excuse me. And I think the last one that has not been mentioned is that Bernard Light, who was originally on the East Tour for Megalodon, has been switched over to the West Tour. So, if I go over the tours right now, let's start off with Arena Series West. We have Brandon Vincent Gravedigger, Tristan England Earthshaker, Bernard Light Megalodon, Miranda Kozad Scooby-Doo, Rockwell Red, Jurassic Attack Dave Wolfert, Travis Morey Extreme Attitude, and Kaylin Migas Jailbird. So, this right here is a really good lineup. I think it was, like, a little better before. Who's that other truck on the West Tour? I forgot what the other one on the West Tour was. Oh yeah, it was Armando Castro in El Toro Loco. He was on the West Tour, and he was switched out for Bernard Light. So now Armando Castro is on the East Tour in place of Bernard and Megalodon. So, I mean, the West Tour, it's, like, balanced out. You know, you got Brandon Vincent and Tristan England on the same tour. Sucks for them, because it might mean one of them might not make the World Finals, depending on who wins. I don't know. Brandon is pretty unstoppable, and Tristan is on arenas. Forget about it. So that's going to be probably the toughest arena battle we'll see all years between those two guys. Moving on to the East lineup, we have Gravedigger to be announced. Still don't know who's driving that Gravedigger. We have Cody Saucier, again, in a to-be-announced truck. And I don't even know if Cody Saucier is going to be driving this next upcoming year for Monster Jam in 2022. Brandon Hone, Whiplash, and Armando Castro, El Toro Loco, along with Chad Tingler, Stonecrusher, Hook, to-be-announced, and two to-be-announced trucks. So the East Tour does look a little better. So we originally had Megalodon and Brandon Vincent on this tour. Now it's just looks like, depending on who that Gravedigger driver is for next year, I think I might be gunning for Armando Castro to take that East Tour, finally getting his first Monster Jam Tour championship, which I think is pretty well overdue. This guy is incredible, and he will do super well on this tour. Depending on, like, if the Gravedigger driver's like maybe Randy Brown or Morgan Cain, it might be pretty tough. But if it's a new guy, then I don't know. We'll see. And a lot of people are speculating it could be Weston Anderson. I'm not too sure about that. But if it is Weston, then that actually might be a little tougher for Mondo. Even though he'll be a first-year driver, Weston's going to be a new... He's going to be the next Meninga. So, moving on to Central. For Arena Series Central, we have... The lineup is pretty much all the same. We'll start off with the Independents. Zach Garner, Wildside. John Zimmer, Terminal Velocity. John Zimmer Jr. Mark Hall, Raminator. Kurt Kramer, Remunition. Kristen Anderson, Gravedigger. Tony Oaks, Black Ops. Elvis Linez, El Toro Loco. And Blake Granger, Max D, sitting in for Zombie Bar Musauer. The winner of this tour was really a toss-up up until they announced Blake Granger and Max D replacing Bari. I mean, I could have said it could have been any four of those Fell drivers, or it could be Zach Garner. Could have been the tour champion on this tour. And every single time I think about it, I'd pick a new one as my favorite to win. But now I think it's a clear, easy answer that Blake Granger is going to be your Monster Jam Series Central 2022 tour winner. Blake Granger's really good, and he's not someone to sleep on. Every single time he's been on tour, he's always been up against a Vincent or a Meninga. And I think, you know, even though he hasn't driven in, it will be just about 2 years, or it might even be 3 years? No, 2 years. Yeah, it'll be 2 years since Blake Granger's driven. I don't think he'll be too rusty. And with all the arena shows that they are, he'll definitely get his skill back if he did have any rust. So I'm going to say my winner for Arena Central is probably going to be Blake Granger Max D. So moving on to Stadium Series Red, here's the lineup starting off with the Independents. Ryan Disher and Saigon Shaker, Matt Pegleruel, Jester, Nick Pegleruel, Kraken, John Gordon, Bad Company, Jamie Garner, Overboard, and Cole Vinard, Black Pearl. Nothing changed there. And moving on to your Feld drivers, Adam Anderson, Gravedigger, Tom Mentz, Max D, Bryce Kenny, Mohawk Warrior, Mark List, El Toro Loco, Todd LeDuc, TBA, and Cynthia Gauthier, Lucas Oil Stabilizer. So, I mean, that's pretty weird. I don't mind it. I still think it's weird that Mark List is on stadiums instead of, you know, Armando Castro or Elvis Linez. I mean, they've been driving all year. Mark List hasn't. It seems kind of unfair, you know. Not that I'm complaining about him. I mean, good for him. But it seems kind of weird that he gets the stadium spot and the other guys don't. And I think this looks a lot nicer for a tour. With Tyler Meninga and Ryan Anderson on here with Tom and Todd, like, it would have been, like, a mess. In a good way. It would have been a really good mess to watch because it would have been so many places changing. But now, looking at this lineup, I think your clear tour winner is going to be Adam Anderson, Gravedigger. The 40th anniversary for Gravedigger, Adam is not going to slouch at all. Adam's going to be doing really good stuff, which kind of sad that I won't be seeing him as much now that he's on the red tour because I'm going to be seeing a lot more yellow. So Adam's going to do some crazy stuff for the 40th anniversary of Gravedigger, everybody. Mark my words. So, this looks pretty cool. I love it. Moving on to Stadium Tour Yellow. This one is definitely my favorite now, with all the combinations that they have on it. So, Independents, Corey Rummel, Megalodon, Craig Champion, El Toro Loco, Jim Kohler, Avenger, Preston Perez, Axe, Mike Christensen, Vendetta, Paul Jensen, Jurassic Attack. So, nothing changed there except for Preston Perez filling in for Chris Kohler, and your Feld drivers, Tyler Meninga, Gravedigger, Bari Musauer, Zombie, Charlie Pockin, Monster Mutt, Ryan Anderson, Son of a Digger, Camden Murphy, Bakugan Dragonoid, and Caleb Blood, driver of Soldier Fortune. Okay, everybody, well, if you notice that quick pause, that is because I saw the FedEx truck pull up to my house with my Monster Jam 2019 Toy Fair exclusive truck signed by Ryan and Kristen Anderson, Ryan Kristen and Adam Anderson. That I received on a St. Jude auction bid about a month ago, and it just came in the mail today, November 3rd, 2021. And this thing came battered and bruised, only sent in one of those little flimsy envelopes, no protection on a $590 bid item that happens to be signed by three of the most popular drivers in the entire sport. So, if you cannot tell, I am quite upset that this thing came basically like crap in the mail. And I'm not mad that, you know, my money's gone, because that is, it's for St. Jude and for charity, and I understand that, but you really, you didn't think about, you know, packaging this item safely, You know, when you have a signed item, you know, typically people like to keep the signed item in box, and I think with an item like that, nobody even opens the Toy Fair trucks anyways. I was just going to step on the wall with my other one that I got from 2020. But apparently, it's not going to look good on my shelves now that it's all, you know, battered, bruised. There's pictures of it on my Instagram if you want to check that out, at monster.jam.lord. And if you guys know anything, you know, how to contact St. Jude or... You know, I don't want to get my money back. It's not about the money. I want a replacement item, you know, because my money's to charity. I understand that. That's fine. I knew that when I went in. I don't want my money back. I would like another one of those signed Toy Fair trucks. Or, you know, maybe you guys can screw me over a little bit and just give me another Toy Fair truck without the signatures, because it might be a little hard to get that, but whatever. But okay, I was just going to talk about how I really like the yellow tour and all that, but I'm going to cut that short now because I'm a little pissed off. So if you guys enjoyed today's video, or excuse me, podcast, whatever, make sure to follow on Belief Podcast Network, share it around, go subscribe to my YouTube channel, Monster Jam Lord, if you want to check out footage from two shows this past weekend in Reno, Nevada, plus 70 other shows I've been to this year and the many that I will be attending in the future in 2022. Thank you for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.